What is going on,
you guys? We are here on the first Hot Take Tuesday. This is a podcast where we're going to be discussing hot takes and different unpopular opinions. In this podcast, we're going to be having different people come on to discuss and have their own opinions. But today, we're just sticking with the roommates. So this is the lineup.
I'm Levi.
I'm Jackson.
John Avery.
And Colin.
So that's the lineup for today. We're going to start heading in straight up into the opinions and hot takes. So the first hot take was brought up, and it's a classic one. It's one that people argue about all the time. But it is, does pineapple belong on pizza? So everyone give their answer and give what they think should it belong on a pizza. Colin, go first.
Absolutely not. I just don't agree with that.
Got you.
Why?
Got you.
I feel like the classic sausage or pepperoni, maybe even mushroom, that's fine. But pineapple is a fruit, and I don't think fruit belongs on pizza.
Okay. John Avery?
Here's the deal. I want to say no just because I want to take a stand. Okay. I know this is like the good fight.
Yep.
But like, I can't lie that like good pineapple pizza tastes good. It's like the whenever my parents would go on like dates when I was a kid, they would get that microwave pineapple pizza. And that crap's nasty.
Yeah.
And so that kind of ruined me for pineapple pizza.
Yeah.
So because of that, I feel like I do have to say no, because it just goes bad so often.
Yeah, I understand that. I think I'm definitely going to have to go with yes. I think it has to have another topping on it. Like, you can't just have pizza and pineapple. If you throw pineapple and ham, pineapple and bacon, I don't know if you've ever had that. It's fire. Straight fire. And
but does it beat cheese? Like, just sort of pepperoni?
Yeah, yes, it does, because it adds some flavor to it. I don't like people it's that Catholic. Just eat cheese. It scares me.
Well, we'll take the
you don't like me then, bro. Yeah.
But we'll take the flavor out of the pizza.
Levi, what's your opinion on it, though?
I think no, because then it's just like, it's a fruit. It has juice in it, and you're eating something that's hot. So why would you eat something that is juice if it's supposed to be hot?
But don't people fry or like grill fruits all the time?
Yeah, and they're weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude.
Yeah.
No, that's
weird.
Not
they're weird.
See, but what does that make it weird? It's just like any other thing that you grill. You grill vegetables.
No, but
you grill burgers.
A vegetable doesn't have
juice. But why don't you grill?
Well, vegetables do have juice.
Okay, exactly. Vegetables do have juice, but pineapple has a sweet juice to it. That's the thing.
So you're telling me that if you're sitting there and you're like, dude, I've been craving pizza for the longest, you're going to go, let me order some Domino's and I'm going to get pineapple.
Yeah, like if you
want pineapple and bacon and ham.
Hey, if you want that classic pizza, like that, you want that Domino's craving, you just want that seasoning on the crust.
Yes.
And some cheese.
No.
Like that seasoning on the crust does not pair well with like
throw some flavor in there. You get your fruits and your vegetables. You get tomato sauce.
Tomatoes are
tomatoes. Tomato is a fruit.
Oh,
tomatoes.
Okay, fine.
All right.
Oh my god.
I repped pineapple on pizza poorly. John Avery, would you like to announce the next one since it was your hot take?
Okay, the next hot take involves two very special people in our lives, and we all love them. It's the timeless debate, you know? Skaggs or Palmer?
The bald man of UMHB.
Who is the bald king of UMHB?
Who is the bald king?
I'll speak first because I don't know these people. I don't have the room to talk, but I'm...
But you also don't have the...
Solely based on the name alone, because it sounds cool, I'm going with Skaggs. But that's all I can say.
I gotta go with Palmer. Palmer's a dog, bro. Palmer's just a legend. I mean, he gets up there every week for chapel and is just rocking it. I mean, I repped him in crew nights. He was literally...
That dude's... He's just ready to go every time.
He's a dog, exactly.
Every time.
I mean, I was dressed up as him for crew nights, and I gotta say, handling the bald cap and having his name tag on my shoulder made me feel good.
Okay, but like, we do gotta remember, like, I love this man, but like, y'all get those chapel updates that are like... 10 pages long. He's like,
"Hey, y'all, true, though.
I just want to give you a week's worth of devotionals right now.
Yeah.
Monday read through. It's like, man, I just need."
So, what's your debate for Skaggs
like,
being better?
There's no announcement. Here's the thing. I love me some Palmer. I think with Skaggs though, like, Skaggs is just Skaggs, and like it's I got to be young Skaggs in Stunt Night.
Well, we both repped both.
I got a picture with Skaggs, and I'm dressed up like
that's goated.
That was kind of a little bonding moment. I don't even know if he remembers that, but like I feel like we have a connection.
I'd have a connection after that.
You know, and like bonded. He'll look at me sometimes. Like, I don't know if he ever says hi, but he'll glance my direction. So. I feel connected there.
You feel like you're one with him. Maybe that's why I feel so connected to Palmer, because I repped him.
Yeah.
That's why we're like that. Mm-hmm. Yep. Nope. I think that's where we are on that debate. Water tastes different is our next one. This one is an interesting one. I think we all have a little bit different opinions on it. Colin, do you have an opinion?
So we were talking about this today at the grocery store. Me, you, Daniel, Maya, Abby.
Yeah.
And so my sister drinks a lot of water. She's a water drinker. That's all she drinks. And one day she brought up that Dasani tastes different than the majority of other waters.
That sucks.
And I was like, I don't know. That's probably cap. But then I tried it, and it does.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's hard to like to specify what the taste is.
What about it is.
It's cap, bro.
It is water, but it does taste different.
Yeah.
It's... Specifically Dasani or just water in general?
No, it's water in general. Water. Each water tastes different.
I think Dasani and Ozark are the two.
Yes, those are the
two ones that taste different.
They're polar opposites.
Okay. Ozark.
Okay, here's my take. Does it taste different? Okay, who sits down for a nice cup of water and is like, wow.
Me.
It tastes so good.
Because right? I think about that kind of stuff. I think the thing is we're so mindless about drinking water. We're just like, it's water.
It is?
But it's not.
So, okay, I'll say this. If it didn't taste different, then what's the point of making all these different labels and all these different companies? Like,
bro,
Smart
you
Water
get people
and
to
Fiji
because people think it tastes different.
Why would we all just drink from tap?
I also had COVID, so my nose don't work like it used to.
My go-to is Great Value.
Look like it used to before. Mm. That's what I'm saying. I just think we would all drink from tap water if it didn't matter.
The best flavor water is the garden hose water. Tastes like earthy.
Like get that OG.
I do agree.
OG.
I do agree. As a kid, you had a garden hose.
Like down to the base
like,
you're like
water. You're hot as a dog, and you go out to the garden hose, and it's like
yard baseball,
so...
Baseball and football, excuse me. Yeah, you have to drink from garden.
Yeah.
Like the garden water.
So we can agree on the point that garden hose hits different.
Garden hose hits different.
All right. Yeah, at the end of the day.
I don't know if that's because of like microorganisms or dirt, but...
Yeah. You want to do the next one, John Avery?
Okay, this is... I feel like I'm a good person to introduce this because I personally just don't have
wrong.
An opinion. I don't... I never think about it.
Really?
There's never been a day where I'm like,
oh,
hey,
this makes
me
so mad.
So if it bothers you, I guess you're like not as good as me.
It makes me so mad.
Okay. Which way does the toilet paper go? And with this, like... I mean, I'm just there to do one thing. I'm there to get in and get out. I'm like, roll. As long as it comes out and as long as it's there, we don't have a problem.
I guess I can understand.
Get in, do my stuff, get out.
It's the little things that frustrate me like
what's
this. The
convenient?
Little things. And so it's so much more convenient for the paper to be on the front.
Why?
Because it's so much easier to pull.
Bro,
and get more the
are you
stuff that I want.
Man, your life's so hard to...
It's the little things. It's the little things. But like the way that our apartment's set up, me and Colin's room, our bathroom, we have it set up the right way. But John Avery's doesn't. And Levi's does.
John, dude.
So when I go into that restroom, it frustrates the heck out of me because I'm like, it's on the wrong way.
I like it from the back. Like if I had to choose, I like it from the back.
Wait, no.
That's gonna stay.
You gotta add context to that because
that's gonna stay in there.
I didn't realize. Oh, crap.
That's staying in there. Keep going.
Well, now all of you.
Okay,
I meant toss it from the back.
That's not what I mean, y'all.
Welcome to Hot Takes with John Hayden.
No, I mean I like the toilet paper the other way, just because it's just easier. Like it's just like. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, we got to move on. Johnny,
we
got to put together
on.
Words.
Yeah, keep going.
The last and final one hot take that we have for tonight is Olivia Rodrigo overrated? Now, this one is kind of, it's back and forth for, I think, a couple of us. I don't think we completely disagree, but
okay.
It's an interesting one.
So, the term overrated can mean
many things.
That the person themselves isn't necessarily bad.
Yeah.
They are just
overrated.
Overrated. And in my opinion, she has decent music, but she's very overrated. I don't know. I just don't like her style as much as other people. And that is a hot take. I would probably get bashed for that. But
I'm a man bashed for that.
Who has my own opinions. So.
Yeah, I think I'm a big Olivia Rodrigo person. I love listening to her music. I just think it's fire. Now, am I a big supporter of her acting career? Absolutely not. I have not watched High School Musical, the series. I just have no investment towards it. And that might be in a hot take in itself. I just think the High School Musical movies are the greatest thing, and I don't want to ruin it by watching the series. And so I like Olivia Rodrigo and her music taste. I love sad music. That's just me. I like being emo. I'm a 4. And so Olivia Rodrigo hits different. But when it comes to acting, I can't say I'm on her bandwagon for that one.
I gotta say I kind of fall in the middle. I mean, it's like, it's okay music. I feel like it's just like, it's similar to Taylor Swift. It's very much like, how many songs can you write about one relationship? I'm just like, it's just, I feel bad. I don't have patience for that, but also that I think it kind of mean.
I understand that. Levi?
I mean, opinions? When you think about it, Olivia Rodrigo is just like every other female music singer. Because
every other female music singer.
Hold on.
Let's see what you have to say.
Hold on.
This has been a lot of generalizations.
Okay. So I gotta say this. I'm gonna say this once. Okay, Taylor Swift. She's good. Don't get me wrong. Even though all her songs are about her high school relationships and previous relationships that she got in. She makes it fire, but isn't that what Olivia Rodrigo sings about?
Okay, I will agree that they both have very, I don't know, their themes of their music are very similar.
That's just all music in
but
general.
That's music. I feel like sad music.
It's music in general, but each music has a different
message. I do agree that she kind of hopped on the sad music bandwagon, and that's kind of what she rides her way
on.
She's
very angsty.
But I mean, that's what people listen. Like, obviously, it's successful. Like, it does well, right?
Yeah, but overrated.
Yeah, it's overrated.
It's overrated.
I don't know. Is it overrated though? Because if people thought it was overrated, then it wouldn't.
It's
be
just like, she would not be as famous as she was if it wasn't for some TV show that was that was attached to a franchise that everyone loved. Like,
yeah.
If it wasn't attached to High School Musical, we wouldn't know about
if,
her. I believe that. Let's look at like Sabrina Carpenter. Her music is good. She's a Disney Channel star. Did it blow up like her, like Olivia's?
So,
because she was attached to a regular show with a decent amount of hype.
Do you think it added?
The High School Musical has so much hype that like you attach some new actors to it and they're talented.
Do you think
every teenage girl's like, oh my gosh.
Do you think that because of like the stuff that happened behind the scenes with
that helped
drivers.
So
do you think that helped as well? Because I think it helped.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know how much the High School Musical, the series itself
I think both those things, like, well, you didn't hear about them until High School Musical, the series, and then everyone was like, oh, they have chemistry.
Okay. I can see that. You know? I can see that, I guess. But I don't know. Yeah. I think she makes good music, and that's where I'll keep it at. But I believe we have one more.
I wanted to bring up one more, and this was not planned, but you brought up High School Musical, and I just couldn't resist myself.
Okay.
Don't what is the what best High School Musical movie?
Okay, this is different. This, see,
I know. I'm a High School Musical diehard fan. Don't get me wrong. I had a High School Musical party when I was a kid.
This hurts.
But High School Musical 2 is the best.
No.
Hands down.
The soundtrack for High School Musical 2, by far the best. The movie itself
is
one.
Excellent.
High School Musical 1. I've seen High School Musical 2 so many times. Everyone, that is like my overrated take. I think it's overrated. So I think the first one is the best, but I think the soundtrack for the second one, amazing. But the first one's best.
I'm a man of OG, original.
Yeah.
But for High School Musical, I have to agree.
Yes, you do.
Here's why. Here's why. I don't know. Like the movie is about them being in the summer.
Yeah.
And just that alone, like that. I don't know. That vibe was like something that clicked with me when I watched it as a kid. And so the summer is supposed to be fun. You're supposed to hang out with friends. You go swimming.
Yeah.
All those fun things. And then Zac Efron in the show is hooping and about to be able to go play college basketball. And like that just clicked with me because those are the things that I do during the summer. So that's why I think.
See, and I think on the flip side, like the third one, I think the third one gets a lot of bad rap. But I like the third one because I feel as though it's something that we all experienced versus 1 and 2. I don't really have much like pull towards it. Versus 3, you know, it's the feeling of deciding on where to go. feeling pulled from every direction.
Mistake with three is that they put it in theaters.
No, I agree with that. I don't.
If they would have put it in theaters,
it could have been goated. It would have been goated. Yes.
And
been
like they went for the money, and like it was a theater worthy movie, right? But like the following was on Disney Channel.
I agree.
And so like it just kind of fell from popularity. Like, good movie, yeah.
Yep.
But number two is the best.
I agree. I agree.
See, he agrees.
I will agree in the fact that the soundtrack and originally when I watched them the first time, High School Musical was the best. But I've watched it so many times and so many people have talked about it, it makes me want to pick one and three more. So that's just how it goes.
I'm just kidding, y'all. I hate High School Musical.
No, we would have boxed right there. I would have turned them on right this second and watched them with you, John Avery. But yeah, that was the first episode of Hot Take Tuesday. If you have your own hot takes that you want to send in or you want to be on the show, let us know, and we will definitely make that happen because we love being able to interact with people and to see what y'all's opinions are as well as ours. So, thank you for tuning in, and we will be up next Tuesday. See y'all.